Heber City Council meets in a work meeting starting at 4:30. At 5, the council will have a discussion on long-term funding mechanisms for historic downtown Heber, led by City Manager Matt Brower. During the regular meeting at 6, council will discuss an application for annexation from the North Village area. The 67-acre area runs along US 40 near and around the Utah Valley University campus. If the council approves the request, the area will not automatically be annexed into the city, but will allow the petitioners and city to move forward to the next step in the process. The application joins other properties seeking to annex into the city, including the 5,000-unit development known as the Sorensen Annexation. Additionally, in Tuesday evening's meeting, the council will have a discussion regarding the proposed location of the new high school. Wasatch County School District will likely propose their $150 million bond at their board meeting on Tuesday. If the bond is passed during November's election, the money will go to building the district's second high school and a new Midway Elementary School to replace the current one. Finally, the City Council will consider switching their banking services. After 20 years with Wells Fargo, the city issued a request for a proposal to provide the city with more options. After analysis, a staff report recommends Zions Bank be used for the city's banking needs. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.